It's time for a look at one of the country's firms that flies below the radar. And this week, it's Auckland electronic design company Zephyr. In less than 6 years, it's transformed itself from a consulting service to one that reckons its creations save lives. Its flagship product is the BioHarness, a chest strap that measures the vital signs of individuals involved in hazardous or potentially dangerous situations. The company's product manager, John Malloy, says it's about knowing when to get someone out of danger rather than retrieving a body once it's too late. He says government funding in 2006 allowed Zephyr to develop the BioHarness.
We've really worked very hard to find a niche for the technology, and we've certainly started to have some success here.
What exactly do you do?
So if you can imagine a fabric-based chest strap with some electronics that's worn across the chest by a firefighter going into a burning building or somebody cleaning up a chemical spill, and their information is being transmitted back to someone who's keeping an eye on how that person's doing.
Where did this all come from, the idea, I guess, to do this?
We got some fantastic exposure a few years ago that really started to bring opportunities to us, and we uncovered a real need for what's called physical status monitoring based around defence, but also in the fire-related or first responder market. People or personnel who get into trouble and don't actually die, but they are significantly incapacitated by either heat stress or exposure to harmful chemicals or things like that. And those industries are very interested in our technology.
Can you name some organisations or groups that are currently using your products?
We work with Stanford University in the States. We also work with NASA in San Francisco. We have some ties with some New Zealand universities. Our main work at the moment is through the Special Operations in US Defence, and we've just announced investment from Motorola in the United States, and they're our major partner into the fire-related market. Most of our business, or 99% of our business, is offshore.
And how much has that grown over the last few years?
We've been making genuine sales of our product for the last 12 months, and growth has been very steady, but we expect substantial growth over the next 12 to 18 months.
Substantial? Can you elaborate on that?
We expect to be breaking even in the next 12 months and going on from there.
What are your plans for the future?
Zephyr has recently set up a head office in the United States, just out of Washington, D.C., and that is ground zero for the markets that we're in. We expect to develop that side of Zephyr, so add staff and grow. Currently, our development team is in Auckland. That's the way it's going to stay.
That's the product manager at Zephyr, John Malloy, talking to Justine Turner.